So how much do these memos say about Operation Fast and Furious?
Well, they don't go into great amounts of detail. They stipulate that a gun tracking operation it was actually being conducted in the Southwest region, and it was called Operation Fast and Furious. But it doesn't go into the specific tactics that were employed. And in this case, it's a tactic that's called walking guns, as it's known within ATF. And that is basically the unsupervised sale of guns into known and suspected either straw purchasers for drug cartel members or drug cartel members themselves. And so these tactics weren't explicitly laid out in these memos. And that's what the Justice Department is really getting at as far as when they're defending what Eric Holder actually knew or did not know at a certain point in time.
Well, let's back up for just a second and just review for us the details of how Fast and Furious worked. If there were gun sales, who made the sales, where did they get sold to, and then what happened to the guns?
Sure, absolutely. So these sales were authorized by the ATF down in the Southwest border region by gun dealers down there who were selling guns and upwards of 700 guns to one specific buyer in one case, but a total of more than 2,000 guns over a period of about a year, year and a half. So it was launched in 2009, and these gun sales were intended to give the ATF a leg up as far as being able to track the route that they took to the Mexican drug cartels, with the idea that if they could track that route, that they could dismantle that route. And the only problem with that is that the ATF agents have testified before Congress that they were not given authorization to supervise or give surveillance for these guns once they left the gun dealer's locations when they sold them to these straw purchasers. And so these guns were basically disappeared. And so their only hope of finding these guns eventually was to discover them at a drug raid or a crime scene, and in one case a murder scene of a federal border agent. And then to trace those serial numbers back to the original serial numbers that they documented when they sold the guns and to make the connection that way. And so that's the basic gist of how Operation Fast and Furious was told to operate.
So then would Holder have that level of plausible deniability because of the not just the number of memos that he receives, but that these memos maybe were or were not as specific as you just illustrated?
Right. That's what the Justice Department is contending. They are saying that he receives hundreds of memos every week, and that they don't go into the level of specificity that is required from the more rank and file folks down the chain of command within the Department of Justice, and so he gets the grand 30,000 foot view picture, and so these memos don't go into that level of detail, so he definitely does have that plausible deniability, but there is a matter of his testimony before Congress. And I don't know if you want to get to that quite yet, but there's a certain kind of nuance to the language that he used that is the members of Congress are questioning at this time.
We're speaking with Jordy Yeager, a reporter with The Hill. Yeah, tell us about what he did say and what significance it has to Congress.
Sure. So on May 3rd of this year, he testified before the House Judiciary Committee, and members of Congress asked him about how much he knew and when he knew it with this Operation Fast and Furious. And he basically said that he is, his direct quote was, I'm not sure of the exact date, but I probably heard about Fast and Furious for the first time over the last few weeks. And later on in the line of questioning, he got to the point that around March 22nd, or thereabouts, that President Obama had given an interview, and that Holder actually knew about Fast and Furious somewhere around that time period. And the line of questioning was given by Congressman Darrell Issa, who is the chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, and he himself has launched an investigation into Fast and Furious and has led that front for Congress. But this question is raised a bit of concern for members of Congress because the memo suggests that he would have known about the actual operation as early as June or July of last year. And the Justice Department is saying, well, no, the line of questioning was really referring to the tactics sure. employed by Operation Fast and Furious, and not just the operation itself, the existence of it, but the questionable tactics that were used. And members of Congress are saying, no, this was very clear, that they wanted to know when he actually learned about the operation.
So what is going to be happening now? These documents have surfaced. The emails are there. He's already given his testimony. Can we expect more testimony? Can we expect more hearings on this? Where is this going?
Absolutely, absolutely. Congressman Daryl Issa and Congressman Lamar Smith from Texas, he's the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. They both would like to see him come back before Congress and testify under oath again about the specifics of when he knew it and when he knew about the operation and how much he knew at what time. Congressman Lamar Smith has actually called for a special counsel to investigate Eric Holder and really try to dive into it from that angle of an independent objective body. But there are certain kind of hesitancies, I should say, from members of Congress about going down the route of special counsel. Just some question
sure.
the ability of somebody within the U.S. Attorney's Office to be objective about investigating one of their own, and some have questioned whether or not this will just provide a further blockade for the Justice Department to
right.
provide
and
members of Congress. Yeah.
And very quickly, if the guns had not been used to shoot and kill federal agents, would this whole thing have come to light ever?
Doubtful, very doubtful. Yeah, no, that's really what it all stemmed from, is this December shooting and killing of Border Patrol agent Brian Terry down in Arizona. And an ATF agent saw this and recognized that the guns used and found in the killing could may well have been part of the Operation Vasquez, and so he brought it to a chain. He kind of upped the chain of command. He brought it to his supervisors first, and then he brought it to an inspector general, and was told, you know, not to do anything, to not to bother. And so it kind of gets at this breakdown of chain of command, that there were concerns that were voiced very, very, very vocally, and they never really made it up to anybody of importance. So eventually, he brought it to Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa, who started investigating it, and later brought in Daryl Issa.